shit, yeah.
You look really excited because you've got a new shirt on.
I'm like a little
How
kid.
Cool is that?
No.
A new shirt.
Yeah,
Sarah.
I needed it. I tell you, I'm still waiting for my laundry, so this is the last one.
Dear laundry people.
Came as a blessing.
How did it come and how does it how does this work?
I think the shop in Milan sent a whole lot of t-shirts to all the runners yesterday, so that was very nice. I've never been there, and I was in Milan last year and I didn't go, and I'm so one day I'll get there.
Well, and you'll be able to walk in the door with that
shirt.
Yeah,
I will.
And
I'll
someone will
it
say,
off.
Ah, that is our shirt. Thank
what you,
sir. We were following your race very nicely, and now you're wearing the shirt. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I also want to see the Last Supper, because apparently that's in Milan, and I miss both things. So I was really great, and I missed everything worth seeing in Milan. So.
Well, it's funny, you know, when there's sometimes when you start looking at the statistics and you look at the number of times, for example, that you've been around the block, and certainly last year you did 2,600 miles, which is God knows how many circuits of the block, but you're closing in on halfway and you've seen this course for days now.
Yeah.
And you're not tired of it at all? There's something...
Well, this I have to disagree. Oh. No, everything's been really fantastic, but yesterday I did start to have a little bit of a downer. And that's when you start thinking, why are we going around in circles in this heat? And I did have a downer, and a few of the runners kind of, this is when we help each other, and Savagata sort of had a few stern words with me. And
stern words?
To try and pull me out of it.
Well, how does that work? I mean, does he come along and say, look, Sarah, you're looking grumpy?
Oh, yeah, he pushes all my buttons and then we have a big fight. And then, no, it doesn't happen like that. He's, I don't know, sometimes you need someone just to, you know, pull you out of the self-pity. So I think that's what, you know, people, we help each other. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, for the guys over on this side of the block, feeling the idea that you felt miserable or self-pity would be... Yeah, and why not? But you have to fight that along with everything else.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when I run past that singing group in the morning, they say a line that just hits you right here, you know. And the first song was about optimism, you know. And that word just was like, wow, you know, don't think about your injuries and that things are only going downhill. And that you're going to be a cripple, or you're just going to be optimistic and every day's new. And then the second song was about, come what may, my heart must pray. You know, this is one of the lines, and I thought, so true, like, come what may, we don't have any control really over a lot of things. So it's just to stay happy and grateful, I guess.
I mean, these kind of experiences you're talking about, I mean, wouldn't it be great to have this positive feedback, this sense of purpose every single day?
So true. You know, every single person struggles with it. So, but I think if we can tap into the inner world somehow, like the outer circumstances, they're just passing clouds, you know, and they kind of come and go. And so I think the best runners out here have learned to just go within a lot more, you know, and yeah.
Well, you look at a guy like Pranjal, for example, 10 years.
Oh my God.
Big guy, and he seems so poised every single day that he's not thinking about a million things.
Yeah.
He's just doing it, and a lot of people couldn't understand how that's even possible.
You know, out of all the runners, he is probably my hero, I have to say, because, you know, I don't know, I leave the track to get a massage or to do this or that or play with my phone, and there's Pranjal just runs straight past, and he's silent and just, he doesn't stop at all except 20 minutes for a break every day, that's all. He doesn't stop for a single thing, and it's like, it's amazing, you know, and sometimes he says he wants to talk, but often he has to just stay silent and concentrate. And so, out of all the people he's, you know, and he's also like an angel, because sometimes I've had a physical problem and he'll just run past and hand me some herbs or something, and he's kind of pops up when people need him. So it's kind of, yeah, it's really amazing. Yeah.
Well, certainly, speaking about Pranjal, here's a guy who doesn't seem to be bothered by anything or concern. He's here, he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
It's hard, get it done. Yeah. And the reward or whatever happens to him will take care of itself.
Yeah, there's definitely a deep sense of peace in him. He's kind of unfazed, like a big elephant just kind of going forward, you know. So, yeah, he's always a reminder, you know, when you get caught up in your own issues, that he just goes forward. It's great.
Well, we don't have to go into too much about really how great you're doing, but you are doing great. And in the days that you're having a downer, you know that I'm still overall doing really well. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm putting your words into your mouth, but having just a great time being here.
Yeah, I do try and, you know, just be grateful to be here amongst such awesome people. And it is a privilege, and sometimes you forget it, especially in the morning when you're starting out and you just feel terrible. So, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.